Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual, the show that tells you not only the latest medical news of the week, but helps you understand what it means for you and what action steps you can take to benefit from all the great medical research that's occurring now. The stories today, exercise insider and clean air. That's out. That's right. Working out on a polluted street. That is any street with a lot of traffic. It doesn't even have to be in Asia. This isn't, we're not talking about China's type pollution. We're talking about just pollution on a British street. That decreases the major benefit you get from working out. We'll talk more about that. And air pollution, again, we're talking about it in Great Britain. Just the people with the highest PM levels, when they got pregnant, they had babies that were much more likely to be premature or low birth weight, and that hinders their long-term development. So what should that mean to you? We'll talk about that. Sleep in a well-ventilated area. That is, you're going to sleep better if your windows are open, or at least the door is open to allow circulation in your area. The next story, well beyond wellness, we're coming up on a bad flu season. I hope you did get the flu shot. Now, it's only 10% effective at preventing the flu totally, but 50% effective at reducing your symptoms. Not very good this year, but if everyone does it, we get herd immunity. So hopefully you will get it and help your tribe and those you deal with and interact with avoid it. Should you be worried about arsenic in your and your baby's food? Yes, especially if you are gluten-free, as many bars, that is gluten-free bars, and many foods that are not sold as gluten-free have arsenic in the rice flour and syrup. We'll talk more about that, too. And a ban on Teflon chemical is tied to fewer lower birth weight babies. This has been a good thing, and we'll tell you about that. And then the economy should grow at the compound rate overdose deaths are. That's right. Since 1990s, over 20 years now, the compound death rate for overdose deaths, the compound growth rate for overdose deaths, this is a horrible way of saying it, is 5.5% per year. What does that mean? It means in about 13 years, we're doubling the number of deaths, and we've more than doubled them since 1999. Cocaine deaths among blacks are on par with opiate deaths among whites, the study finds. We're going to talk about why that is and what you should tell your family members about this, especially if you've got an alcohol or drug abuse problem in any family member, because it is a genetic problem. And then there are three great things that the FDA has done. It's proposed simplified drug development for rare pediatric diseases. It's approved a new diabetic drug that really helps with weight loss. And it's approved cancer gene profiling and got Medicare to approve it at the same time. So the $6,000 test, which is really key for people surviving and getting the best benefits from cancer chemotherapy, is now going to be covered by Medicare. Our guest segment today, download that, it's 670B, is Richard Shapiro, Hope Never Dies. Hope Never Dies. And I should tell you about a new coffee, PurityCoffee.com, not a sponsor. We have no relationship to them other than they appear to be the company that is making coffee, that is roasting it in the best way. If you put in PurityCup.com, when you go to that website, you're going to get your first order half off on the first bag of coffee. So go to PurityCoffee.com, put in PurityCup, and you will get a benefit and a benefit from their coffee, which does decrease cancer rates decreases liver disease, decreases type 2 diabetes, decreases Alzheimer's and Parkinson's tremendously. Coffee is a benefit if you're a fast metabolizer, meaning you don't get headaches, gastric upset, anxiety, or abnormal heart rhythms. It's a medium roast coffee, which is what you want to get the maximum health benefit from your coffee. Let's go and now go to these studies and look at what they mean for you as an individual. The first of the studies is a very interesting one. It's from Great Britain, and it looked at people, the elderly people, who either exercised by going on a street, that is, they would exercise by walking on a street, that was their first activity, versus in a park, versus indoors. And what's the story here? It is those who were on a street, not a horribly polluted street, not a street with trucks on it, not a freeway, not one with overpasses and, if you will, tunnels, just a normal British street. And what they found in this study published in The Lancet is that those who exercised in a park or inside had a much better benefit, that is, got much better cardiovascular effects, much better respiratory effects than those who learned to walk and were walking on a polluted street. It wasn't a horribly polluted street either. So this is much lower levels than Asian pollution. So this is the level that would apply to European cities or American cities. What's the message? If you can't go to a park to walk and exercise and have to do it in a busy city, do it inside instead. Now, that fits with another story I was talking about, which is how to sleep better. And this, it turns out that you want a open area to sleep better. That is, you want to sleep with a door open or a window open. And when I say a door, I mean a door to the rest of your house. Now, for those of you who live in crowded apartments or share apartments, you want to do it safely. You want to do it in a way that isn't going to impinge on others. But you really do want more circulation that keeps the temperature down and gets you to sleep better. We don't know why it does it other than it improves sleep quality if you do it. This was a small study. It was 51 volunteers who did it in random fashion from, I think it was done in Denmark or wherever the Eindhoven, Eindhoven University College of Technology is located. But that's what they found. Now, what about air pollution and babies? And this is fascinating to me, but air pollution harmed babies even before they were born. Let me pause on that, just have you think about it. That's right. Air pollution, the mother getting air pollution that is a little bit more than normal, has a greater risk of having a baby who is born prematurely or born with low birth weight, which makes it riskier and obviously more dangerous for the baby. So, message is, if you're pregnant and you want extra air in your house, open the windows away from the traffic site. Don't open them and don't, if you will, be exposed to wood-burning stove in your house, etc. Try and keep yourself with the least pollution possible. Don't visit China if you haven't been there beforehand while you're pregnant, etc. So that is, you want to have the least pollution available to you. Should you worry about the arsenic in your food? Yeah, it turns out, especially with this gluten-free if you will, trend in and people avoiding gluten because of gluten intolerance, that a lot of the bars, a lot of the foods that are made gluten-free have rice in them and rice syrup in them. It turns out rice concentrates, the rice plant concentrates arsenic, and in America we had a lot of, first of all, arsenic is a natural compound, but we had a lot more arsenic used in America than, for example, rice grown for cotton manufacturing than in other parts of the world. So in some of our cotton fields have been turned over to rice production, and so you've got a lot more arsenic, and especially in brown rice. So what do? Wash the rice three times if you have to have rice, but you might try and avoid, especially in feeding young children, the newborns, not to have rice-based cereals, have barley-based or buckwheat-based or oatmeal-based cereals, not rice-based. And I know rice is tolerated easiest, but it's not the healthiest. And so I would avoid or at least try and get cereals that have a variety of multi-grains in them, barley, oatmeal, buckwheat, and very little rice-based. We're now starting to see flu-related deaths, and the flu incidence looks like it's double in the United States so far. Still at a very low level. We haven't had a major flu crisis, if you will. But in fact, the flu rates, if you look at the data, are now twice what they were last year. Last year was an average year. So if this occurs, if this continues, and by the way, you can look up, it's pretty easy to look up flu, U.S. flu season map, and it summarizes where the flu is. Where is it right now? Well, it's in the south. If you look at it in the week ending this past week, 5 days ago, if you look at the regions, and they're beautiful maps showing where they are, it turns out that our mortality is going up. The number of illnesses is climbing to much higher than it's been. And the areas with the highest rate is Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina. But Georgia and Alabama are getting it, as is Texas. Those are the areas that it normally doesn't start there. But it is this year, and it is at a much higher level. And if you look at the level overall in the United States, as I said, it looks like in this week we're about twice as high as our usual rates for this time of year. And twice as high as last year, if you will. So the point is, get your flu shot. And if you get the flu, and by the way, since it's only 10% predictive, and since 50% reduction in symptoms, that's a real benefit from it. But it looks like this is an H3N2 that is coming through. And what you need to do, since that is particularly bothersome for many people, is as soon as you get symptoms, go and see your doc and get Tamiflu or Mantadine or one of the other antiviral things if you're more susceptible to that. That's what I would recommend you do. Let's go to the next subject as well, which is there are three things the FDA is doing. One, they proposed a simplified drug development for rare pediatric diseases that should decrease cost, speed approvals for these rare pediatric diseases. That's a great thing they're doing. They approved a diabetes drug that also helps with weight loss. We don't know, and it's the same cost as the comparator drugs. We don't know where it will be. It's called Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, and it is by Novo Nordisk, which makes some of the other drugs, but it looks like it may be helpful in over the long term reversing type 2 diabetes. We don't have data on that yet. And the FDA also did another really good thing. They approved, along with Medicare, getting genetic array tests for if you have a cancer diagnosis for certain cancers. That's a $6,000 genetic test on the cancer cells, but what that means is you're going to likely get much more specific therapy for it. And that more specific therapy from the $6,000 gene test, the fact they did this with Medicare at the same time means it's much more likely to be paid for by your insurer, and that's much better for you. So the message, yes, the great message is the FDA, and under this new commissioner, Dr. Gottlieb, appears to be doing things that are really good. They've changed the regulations, not to make them simpler, not to make them unsafe, but to make them better for you so you get healthier and get better illness care when you need it. And that's the great message. So what are the messages for today? Exercise in a park or inside. Stay away from air pollution as much as possible. A bad flu season is coming, so take precaution and see your doc as soon as you get the symptoms. If you do get the symptoms, because you can call him or her and get a antiviral that will help shorten the flu and reduce its symptoms if you're not protected from the shots. Should you be worried about arsenic in your baby's foods? Yes, avoid rice-based cereals and read the labels on those gluten-free bars and those gluten-free products because they may contain a lot more rice. That's what you want to avoid. Go barley, buckwheat, other things than rice. The Teflon chemical ban is a good thing. No more, fewer low birth weight babies. And yes, the FDA is doing great things for you. What about overdose deaths? Well, this is really bad. It turns out that we don't know why they're increasing. And I can go and talk about this for more time than you want to listen to me. But it looks like the deaths are increasing not because we've got more people addicted, but because, although that looks like it, when back in the day when I practiced anesthesia and we had lousy, meaning the opiate drugs, the narcotic drugs, were pretty good at pain relief, but they had pretty bad symptoms, dysphoric symptoms. Not many people got addicted, 1 in 7,000. But now the opiate drugs have, if you will, we call it positive or euphoric symptoms associated with them, and they're being cut with drugs like fentanyl and its cogeners, sufentanil and carfentanil, which have strong respiratory depression in addition to giving you euphoric symptoms. So much more dangerous now. That's why the white population, which is dying of opiate overdoses, is dying. It's because we've got much better drugs from a standpoint of lack of dysphoria or lack of unpleasant symptoms when you get pain relief. The problem is they're too good. The message on that, and also cocaine, which seems to be being cut with some of these other drugs too, is don't try it once. These drugs are way too good. Even in the old days, they were way too good. They're way too good. It's too hard to fight them once you get addicted to them, once you've tried them once even. And once you've tried them once, they're very addictive. So don't try them even once. They're way too good. And do other things, if you can, for pain relief after surgery, such as, if you will, practice stress relief, practice deep breathing, practice meditation, and use ibuprofen, use the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as much as possible, and get up and get moving as soon as possible. Music therapy, whatever it takes, but try and avoid the opioids as much as possible, especially the newer opioids, which are way too powerful. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. We give you the latest medical news as well as help you interpret what it means for you and how you can stay as healthy as possible. Take care, and thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Randall, thanks for great engineering as usual.